Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next. Cattle producers, there's no need to take chances on poor performance with your stockers on wheat pasture. Try Sweetlix Rumensin blocks today. These convenient blocks deliver Rumensin for growth promotion and high-quality nutrition all in one package. For pennies per head per day, stocker producers with the Rumensin Advantage can achieve 20 pounds or more per head of additional selling weight during a 100-day grazing period. Where else can you get that kind of return on investment? Stop in to see your nearest Sweetlix supplier today. Always read and follow label directions.
Make tracks to the Tulsa Farm Show December 7th through the 9th at River Spirit Expo. All the latest for farm and ranch from 370 exhibitors, along with cattle equipment demos and the Livestock Handling Skills Scholarship Finals. Don't miss Craig Cameron's horse training seminars presented by WW Livestock. Test drive and enter to win a new Spartan mower and be ready to bid at the live auction to support scholarships for Oklahoma students. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free. Visit TulsaFarmShow.com for details.
Dr. Brian Arnall is in contention for having the longest title behind his name when it comes to the Division of Agriculture at Oklahoma State University. He's an associate professor with the Nutrients for Life Foundation Professorship of Soil and Food Crop Nutrition, Precision Nutrient Management. All that to say that he's working hard to help farmers figure out ways to make sure that when they apply fertilizer, put nutrients into the soil, that they're properly utilized.
So when it comes to maintaining or reducing nutrient losses, as far as the producer goes, it's twofold. One, you're investing in that nutrient. So there's already that input cost that you have. You not only have the input cost, but you have the cost of application. So you have that cost right there. Also, you're putting a nutrient on because you expect it to be utilized by a crop. So if it gets lost to the environment one way or the other, it's no longer there to be utilized by a crop. And so you're not only out what you paid, but your out potential profit in the long run.
And Brian says there's also environmental considerations when you're applying nutrients into your soil profile.
If we look around the nation, the importance of environmental stewardship as it goes, whether you're talking about the Chesapeake Bay, the Des Moines watershed, the Great Lakes, or even eastern Oklahoma, nutrient management and making sure that we as an agricultural sector do our best to keep the nutrients that we apply where we apply them is really important on the sustainability of our system.
Dr. Arnold says precision agriculture technology is helping in making sure we get the right amount of nutrients and not too much. But at the end of the day, he says it boils down to a farmer or rancher understanding what he calls the four R's.
The right place, the right time, the right rate, and the right source for nitrogen, phosphorus.
And Dr. Arnall says that when it comes to wheat production, we're learning that the right time is the last moment that you possibly can apply a shot of nitrogen to maximize the amount of protein that you're able to produce in that hard red winter wheat crop.
Yeah, a lot of the work we've shown on just going from a full pre to a split will on a regular basis improve protein. And what we're also showing now is even with our end season, our top dresses, timing that as close to hollow stem as possible is providing for the same amount of nitrogen, providing more yield and more protein in the long run.
And a higher protein wheat crop can potentially be marketed for a premium, helping the bottom line of your wheat production. Speaking of soil nutrients, the Noble Research Institute out of Ardmore just picked up a four-year, $5 million grant to study the ability of legumes to access soil nutrients, especially when it comes to alfalfa plants. You've got farm news on Ron.
It's the 36th annual Oklahoma Select Bull Sale and Super Bowl competition, Saturday, December 2nd at the Atoka Livestock Auction in Atoka, Oklahoma. The sale gets underway at noon and features 100 breeding-age bulls, both limousine and limb flex. The sale is being managed by American Cattle Services. For more information, call Ken Holloway at 580-581-7652 or go to the website www.americancattleservices.com for more information and an online catalog, www.americancattleservices.com.
And that's your farm news. Have a good day, everybody. I'm Farm Director Ron Hayes reporting.